Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am greeting you once again because it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. I'm excited. It's Friday. You're on the hot seat. But before we can do that, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said start with the phrase double bogey. Rearrange the letters to spell a seven-letter word you might say when something ends, and a four-letter word that might describe how you feel after you say it. What are the words?
They are goodbye and blue.
All right, goodbye. See you later.
Not so fast.
Ah, dang it.
Mike, on August 24th, 1814, British forces under Major General Robert Ross burned much of the young American government's capital, torching the White House, the Capitol, and other Washington, D.C. buildings. First Lady Dolly Madison, probably apocryphally, rescued a large Gilbert Stuart portrait of George Washington while fleeing. Reconstruction took 3 years. In honor of this anniversary, today's show will be about famous fires.
Okay.
I'll name the year and some other details about the fire. You name the city.
2018, Mike attempts to answer trivia.
Albany. 1872. 776 buildings are lost, including the financial district, before the fire is finally contained near the Old South Meeting House. This is credited to the efforts of a crew from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, one of an estimated 1,700 firemen who responded.
That's Boston.
You're right. That fire burned for 15 hours before officials decided to use gunpowder to blow up entire blocks of buildings in order to starve the fire of more fuel. 1871. It's believed to have begun in a barn belonging to the O'Leary family. It killed 300 people, eventually reached the north side, and led to the end of construction of wooden buildings in the city. But some grandfathered ones, like the famous jazz spot, the Green Door Tavern, still exist today.
That is Chicago.
Exactly. And a committee of the city council in 1997 voted to clear Catherine O'Leary and her cow from any culpability in this fire. 64. The blaze began outside the Circus Maximus. Its history was recorded by a man named Tacitus, and it destroyed the hearth of the Vestal Virgins in addition to two-thirds of the city.
All right, I'm going to use context clues on this one and say Rome.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Now, there's a famous idiom that stems from Tacitus's report about this moment in history. Can you name it for a bonus point?
Is that Nero fiddled while Rome burned?
Excellent.
Oh, look at me.
1906. It followed a 7.9 magnitude earthquake, claimed almost 25,000 buildings, and inspired a Collier's Magazine article called The Story of an Eyewitness by nearby resident Jack London.
Again, I'm going to use context clues, and I'm going to say San Francisco.
Excellent. Here's an excerpt from London's report. They held on longest to their trunks, and over these trunks, many a strong man broke his heart that night. The hills of San Francisco are steep, and up these hills, mile after mile, were the trunks dragged. And finally, he's going for perfect here, 1666. It began on Pudding Lane, destroyed 80% of the city, and was immediately followed by a rebuilding effort that included a new St. Paul's Cathedral designed by Christopher Wren.
Didn't we already do London? But we haven't.
We haven't.
So it's going to be London.
Absolutely. Now, interestingly, the fire was blamed on a baker who worked for the King, Charles II. In 1986, the bakers of London formally apologized for the fire. Well, Mike Nothnagel was on fire today. He went 5 for 5. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you are more of a slow burner, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions. And revisit these questions that Ian just asked me, or he's probably got a couple of extra fires in his pocket. Or this challenge, Ian.
Start with the term fire starter. Drop an R, and you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell two words, six letters, four letters, often associated with bodies of water. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on this challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.